Les Whitten was building a reputation as a top investigative reporter working with Jack Anderson when he quit in 1978 in order to write novels full-time. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Whitten's earlier novels are Conflict of Interest and Sometimes a Hero. He has no regrets that he left Jack Anderson.
Jack feels the same way for me. He's a really dear friend. I both admire him and love him. And I think he would be the first to say that I've been happier since I left there. Although I felt I let him down at the time by going. I had some doubts that I could carry it as a novelist after being a newspaper man all my life, so... But it's worked.
In A Killing Pace, Whitten writes about a tough Philadelphia private eye who not only gets caught up in gun running and the mob, but must also deal with personal problems, his impotence, and a failing marriage. Whitten says his hero is much like himself, willing to pull the trigger on an obvious criminal.
If you cover enough wars, and if you cover enough murders, and if you cover enough people being killed for one reason or another, I think that life is not regarded perhaps as cherishable as it might otherwise be. You know, you see a bunch of innocent farm kids killed in a war in Latin America and in Indonesia someplace. I'm a member of the American Civil Liberties Union, maybe kicked out for this, but I have no problems about a guy who's kidnapped a kid, killed him, and tried to collect money from his parents being executed, and my feeling is the quicker the better.
Whitten calls A Killing Pace good second class.
You look at guys like Styron and Bellows, and I'm not in their class. And you look at reporters like Cy Hirsch or Morton Mintz, and I'm not in their class either. I'm not knocking A Killing Pace. I think it's worth the $15 that you got to pay for it. I think it's a good book, a fine book. It's as good a book, perhaps, as I'll ever be able to do. But I have to look at myself honestly, and when I compare myself with masters like of our times, like Updike and the folks that we've mentioned, I'm not in their class.
Les Whitten, his novel A Killing Pace, aims for action more than ideas. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.